Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We will continue in Ecclesiastes here, just following along with our thought of the seriousness of life and where we are and why we are here. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 1 says, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor." And I think there he's just, again, warning us against folly and foolishness and reminding us to be sober. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 8 to 9, "He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stone shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby." And I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to say there, but it seems to me like he's saying that you know, whatever we do in this life, we're kind of in a dangerous place. You know, we can, you know, whether we, you know, digging a pit or whatever we're working on, there's always dangers wherever we go. And to be mindful of that. Then Ecclesiastes, again, chapter 10, verse 11 through 14. "Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be and what shall be after him. Who can tell him?" Here he's talking about the need for wisdom and seriousness in the words that we say. It talks about a babbler. "A serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better." And it talks about the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. And verse 14, "A fool also is full of words, and man cannot tell what shall be and what shall be after him." So he's reminding us of the foolishness of many words and the need to be serious about what we say and not just be a babbler or talking needlessly. I also thought about in the New Testament, it talks about several places. Paul writes about it, and Peter also writes about it several places, about being sober, being sober-minded. And I think it's just needful for us to understand where we are, why we are here. And that does actually in itself kind of bring a sobriety to understand that we're in enemy territory. We're in a war. We're in a dangerous place. Titus chapter 2 and verse 6 through 8, this is just a sampling. There's numerous places where it's talked about. But it says, "Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things shewing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine shewing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." So, again, the word sober there, you know, a lot of times we think of being sober as being not drunk with wine or with alcohol or whatever, but and that's true enough, and I think that's definitely included in this text. But it goes beyond that. There's an idea of you know, not to be silly, not to be foolish, not to be constantly just light-minded, but to think, to be serious-minded. To understand, again, where we are and why we're here. Again, we are in enemy territory. We're in a war. We're in a place where, you know, like when you're in a war zone, you know, there's landmines. There's booby traps. There's ambushes on every side, and you don't know where, when the earth under you is going to blow up or whatever. And so there's a seriousness about it. There's a soberness. There's a keeping your eyes open and to watch and to be alert of the dangers around you. And then First Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Again, using, kind of a soldier or military term, you know, to be vigilant. To be vigilant is watchful, circumspect, attentive to discover and avoid danger or to provide for safety. That's the definition of the word vigilant. And again, that's a military term. It's a term that would be used for a soldier, to be sober, to be vigilant. And it says, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. There's an enemy out there. And we are, in a sense, we are in his territory. And he is not happy about it. He would like to destroy us. So we need to be sober and be vigilant, watching, circumspect, watching around us for dangers at any minute. Then we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, next chapter there. It says, cast, we're starting in verse 1. I think I'm just go through the whole chapter there. There's a lot of interesting points in there. Verse 1, cast thy bread upon many waters. Or actually, it doesn't say many. It says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. And he's saying there, I think just what I see there is he's talking about being generous. He's talking about, he says, cast your bread upon many waters. He's talking about being about giving. And it says, thou shalt find it after many days. And, reminding us that it will come back. Those rewards, as we talked about yesterday, we talked about how we can lay up treasures in heaven there in Luke chapter... chapter 12, verse 29, 37, we talked about laying up treasures in heaven and how we do that, and that's a little bit what he's talking about here, again, reminding us that it's not lost if we give it away, that it will come back after many days. Verse 3, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree falleth toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. There's a reminder for us, where do we want to stand? Where do we want to be? In the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Let's be mindful of our lives and think about where we are, where we're going, and why we are here. Verse 4, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. And here, I think about this sometimes when, you're making business decisions or you're making decisions in life. So what are we going to do? How are we going to conduct our lives? What kind of business deals are you going to get into? And it could be other things as well, as far as, where you're going to move or whatever. Basically what you're going to do with your life. It says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. And I think it's You know, I remember as a boy growing up on the farm when we wanted to make hay or something like that. Oftentimes, we would look at the weather. We would see what the weather is going to do, and we would try to you know, make hay when the weather was good. And I don't think that is all bad. I think it's wisdom to kind of be mindful of those things. But I think what he's saying here is that you know, to be overly cautious, to constantly be holding back because you're afraid of what the weather is going to do, or, you know, in this case it's talking about the wind or the weather, but, you know, it could be anything, you know, maybe holding back because you're afraid of how the economy is going to be next year or some things like that. And he's just, I think, just reminding us to not be so worried about that, but just to move forward. Says, as thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. You know, God can change those things. I think it's good for us just to be diligent, to be faithful, and to work hard. It says, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or that they shall both be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and the pleasant thing is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, verse 9 we are at now. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. And there, I believe, basically what he's trying to say there is that we should rejoice in our youth. You know, we should be cheerful. But he's also reminding us that all these things God will bring to judgment. And that's a very sobering thing, you know, when I think about every deed being judged. Everything we did, every word we said, every idle word, it says in the scripture. Put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. God bless you, and we will have some more, one more message this week yet on this subject.